Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit different subject, one that we've touched on previously in a few other episodes, but I've been getting a lot of questions in kind of the state of where we're at with the industry right now and going through some very tough times, difficult times, not only from a branding perspective, product, whatever it may be, but a lot of times trying to inspire your team and making sure that your team doesn't lose hope and are consistently and constantly working towards a goal to make your company or brand better. And many times as a leader, this is very challenging. And this is something that is an inherent quality with leaders to inspire greatness with their team. So this is one where I thought it's very timely in the state of where we're at right now with the C19, been this through for almost a year now, is that I see a lot of companies and brands that I work with and people that I talk with in the industry is that it's challenging for them to continually try to inspire their team to greatness. And so literally what I looked at was, hey, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how do we inspire our team to greatness? And this is the Visionary Chronicles leadership. How do we inspire greatness? You know, who are those leaders in the industry that just are natural leaders and those that others gravitate to, and people want to work for their company. They want to work for their brand. There's a lot of people like that right now. And a lot of times it's not what they say, it's what they do. And so when you look at greatness, they have big plans. Many times people think they're crazy plans. You look at Elon Musk and people are gravitating to Elon. He had to go through a lot of challenges within his industry and EV before Tesla became successful and what it is today. And one of the great stories of our generation, Steve Jobs had to go through that. Many of other leaders in the industry that have these great revolutionary ideas that inspire others to greatness. And once that has been realized, other people want to gravitate to that brand. And a lot of times you think of a brand and you think of a leader behind that brand. And this is really what inspires greatness with team and people wanting to continually be part of a brand that has not only inspired greatness, but has realized that greatness. So in looking at this, it's really a unique type of quality that leaders have. And I'd like to talk about that today to give you a little bit of an idea of what greatness is and some of the qualities that you can put forth in your company and talking to your team about and inspiring with them, hey, on a day-to-day basis, how do you keep that bloodline flowing? How do you keep that passion flowing and continually growing inside of the brand and the company and those that you work with and for? And when you look at the word greatness, it's really a quality of being great, important. And when people look at greatness, they look at things that people have accomplished. It's one thing to talk, but it's an entirely different thing to actually realize that talk and have something they can tangibly show to someone that says, hey, we actually accomplished what we said we were going to do. So inspiring greatness is actually saying what others think is impossible and realizing that which is impossible. So it's kind of a little bit of an oxymoron, but really when you look at it, that's what builds passion around a brand and a passion for the leader of that brand. So when you look at this, whether it's a brand or a team or a category, all three of these things can inspire greatness. A great brand that you work for or have a passion for, the products, the people, the culture, whatever it happens to be, that's really driving greatness within a brand. But you need to have a vision behind that brand in order for it to be great. And when you look at brands in the marketplace that you feel inspire you, you use their products, whatever it may be, I'm sure that was an inspiration of saying, hey, they make great products. And that is what a brand is all about. Just because you say you want to be a brand doesn't mean you are a brand. You have to have accomplished, number one, what you say you're going to accomplish in a vision that others think is crazy or impossible. And then actually having a track record of achieving that success after you've indicated what that challenge is and what you want to do. So when you look at this, the brand is one thing. The second thing is the actual team themselves and inspiring the team to greatness. You have to have a vision, number one, and a person at the top that inspires that vision for you to have a passion around accomplishing those things that achieve greatness. So the brand is one thing. The team is the second thing. And the third piece you could have in inspiring greatness is the category of itself. You know, let's say that you want to go after a footwear category. You want to go after the apparel category. You want to have a point of difference over the current competitors within a particular product category that you think you can build a superior product. And that's where most of these brands you'll see in the marketplace will go. They will try to make a better mousetrap. And now those that inspire to greatness actually rebuild the mousetrap completely. It's a better process, a better technology, a better product, whatever it may be. There's going to be a component to that service or to that product that's superior to what's already out there. And that is your point of difference from a brand standpoint. And that's what inspires greatness from a category's perspective. So first and foremost is having a vision and having somebody at the top on the leadership level that is inspiring, one that challenges the status quo, one that actually accomplishes what others say is impossible. And then going down to the level of where does that greatness come from and where does it transpire down to? And you've got the brand, the team, and the category. So three levels of greatness where you inspire: the team, through product, or the brand itself. So what are some of the qualities of these leaders? And I looked at a lot of these, what I'll say, crucibles of leadership, as it's been mentioned before. And I find that still to be something that holds true today, is there's certain qualities of leaders. And when you look at these, all of these components, almost no one has all of them, but you should aspire to try and achieve all of these. When you're in a leadership position with a brand, leading a team, you're a category leader, whatever it happens to be, these are some of these what I'll call crucibles of leadership. First is inspirational. And when you're a leader of a team or a brand or a company, whatever it happens to be, and you've got a leadership in your category, you need to inspire the team to greatness. And that means finding a better way, finding a product, a simpler method, an easier technology, and challenging your team to innovate and embracing innovation. Taking risks is something that inspires greatness and embracing failure. So let your team fail. Let your team come to you with ideas that may be outside the scope of what anybody's ever thought about. But give them the freedom and the passion to explore great ideas. These great ideas, once realized, are the things that build greatness inside of brands, and as a result, continues building your team, pipeline of innovation, and generational success. There's many brands out there that are examples of this, but inspiration is what drives the passion behind a brand to want to achieve greatness. The second thing is, and there's kind of two of these here that I mentioned, is authentic and consistent. Is being authentic is, in fact, being consistent. So being authentic is that if you're a golf brand, be a golf brand. If you're a run brand, be a run brand. And really making sure that you're authentic to who you're selling to, because your voice needs to be authentic through the product that you create and commercialize for that category. So be authentic to the brand, be authentic to your team, but be consistent as well. So don't take shortcuts to success. Make sure that whatever you do as a brand, that you're consistent in everything that you do and you're authentic to those you're selling the product to and the team you work with and for, to ensure that this product does get commercialized. There are too many brands out there that are not authentic and they take a shortcut to success. Many times it's driven by the economy. It's driven by a particular failure of a product, whatever it happens to be. They take misguided approaches to being authentic. And then as a result, it's a failure of the brand long term. So don't take shortcuts. Make sure that you're authentic and you're consistent. Consistent with not only the product and the category being authentic, but be consistent with your team and the brand that you work with and for, that you always say what you do and you're true to your word. The next leadership principle is understanding your strengths and strengthening your weaknesses through others. Many people think that a strength is a weakness and a weakness is a strength. One of the things of leadership is that they understand what their strengths are, and they also, even more importantly, understand their weaknesses. So they understand that on the weaknesses, they need someone to strengthen their weaknesses. They admit the fact that that is a weakness and a point that they need to strengthen, but they need to have somebody else support them in doing that. So they understand their strengths and they strengthen their weaknesses through others. And that shows a lot about our next point is humility. The humility of the fact to know that you've got weaknesses. I've seen so many leaders and brands that they feel that they have no weaknesses. And they have no humility to admitting the fact of what others already know that they've got a weakness. So make sure that you're humble, that you have humility, not only in what you can and cannot do, but more importantly, how you can support your team through your strengths to strengthen them. And then what happens is that leverages back to you, that they may have a strength that's your weakness. So that's really done through humility. And there's not enough leaders out there right now that show the humble humility of understanding that they've got weaknesses that they need to strengthen. So understand your strength and make sure that you understand your weakness and try to strengthen that through other people. And that's a really important point, and that goes towards humility and being humble as well. And the other point for leadership, the next one, is being realistic. There are many times with brands that I've seen either this balancing of the scale, I call it, where maybe they have a goal that's easily achieved or a goal that on the other side of the equation is unattainable and leads to frustration with the team. So a true leader that inspires greatness understands the balancing act between being realistic and having a stretch goal. So making sure that it is achievable, but not easily, and ensuring that it's not a goal that's unachievable that leads to frustration. So being realistic is an important part of leadership as well. And the next point on leadership is learning. And what I say by this is kind of goes back to the old term you've heard many times of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And learning is learning from your failure, learning from your successes, making sure that you follow the same process, and or if that process does not work, finding a different way around it. You're better through failure and you're better through successes. Not everything is success. As a matter of fact, in order to achieve success through a stretch goal in achieving greatness, a lot of times, many times, you go through failure and barriers to get to that level of success that you commercialize a product that's great. So the next point in leadership is in fact embracing those failures. It's a stepping stone to success. You got to make sure that your team understands that in order to achieve our goal, we're going to have to go through barriers of failure. But as long as we learn from those failures, we will achieve eventual success. So learning is an important component. And I say learning as simple as it sounds. There's so many brands and leaders of brands that don't inspire greatness because they don't learn. They keep doing the same thing over and over, and it leads to frustration and no change is ever made. So give people the proper tools to succeed, but also learn through those failures and also those successes when they do come. And make sure that as you move forward with the brand and you commercialize products that are the next generation, that you understand that process is in place for a reason, and that's what achieves success as you move forward. And the next point on leadership is providing knowledge and tools. And this is an important piece that whether it's you as the leader of the brand or a leader of the team, that you have knowledge you can give to your team, don't hold it inside. I've seen so many leaders that they feel if they tell their team something or they lend their knowledge to the brand that all of a sudden they become less valuable. Now, that's nothing more than insecurity of a leader. And having that insecurity does not inspire greatness. So being a leader means that you're giving and building knowledge with your team and giving them the tools to succeed. It's a reflection on you as a leader when your team succeeds. It's not a reflection on you when you take the credit. And that's the next point I'll say with leaders is giving credit to others follows the humility. Giving credits to others, support and strengthen the team through knowledge and tools to be successful in what you're asking them to do and achieving their goal. So giving credit to others is another important aspect of leadership. So making sure that you give that support, you provide knowledge that you have, and you're embracing failures are all stepping stones to success. And brands that are inspirational and leaders in particular that are inspirational have all of these qualities in place. Now, the next and last piece I'll say with leaders that inspire greatness with their team and with their brand in our category is adapting to circumstances. They're the calm in the storm. And I'll give you a great example. I worked with many brands this year when they were going through the COVID-19 crisis. And those brands that stood tall were the ones that had the leaders that stood up and calmed the storm inside of the company or the brand. So providing answers to questions that people have, keeping calm through circumstances and adapting for success. And a great story with the adapting for success is that through this tragedy of COVID-19, I've seen many success stories of those brands that were either feast or famine. Feasting is that they immediately understood that they needed to adapt to the circumstances of what's going on in our world. And by adapting, and let's say in this instance, an apparel brand that all of a sudden converted from brick and mortar retail to D2C business and upgraded and changed how they operate their business, how they sell their product, and put tools in place that allowed the efficiency of being able to go after that channel of distribution were successful. So adapting to the circumstances and providing answers is a real crucible of leadership. And those that stand calm in the storm are the ones that succeed. So going through this again, leadership, how to inspire greatness. I'll go through these points again. And leadership, who are these people and how do they lead? And going back to where this comes from is you can inspire greatness through your brand, the team, and the category. And the leadership principles or crucibles, I say, are be inspirational, be authentic, be consistent in all that you do and all that you say. Be authentic to your category. Ensure that whatever product you put out there, whatever you message, that you're authentic to those who you're selling to. And you'll build a loyal community as a result. Also, understand your strengths, but also strengthen your weaknesses. Also, have humility. Be humble as a leader. You'll always need to learn. There's not one leader I've ever been with or for inside of a company that had all the answers. So ensure that you're humble and you have humility. And be realistic with your stretch goals, making sure that you have balance between the attainable and the unattainable. And have balance between those where it's a stretch goal and they feel they've accomplished something once they achieve it. The next one is learning. Make sure that you learn. Don't have the insanity of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Make sure that you're better through failure and you're better through your successes. And the next one is embrace failures. Making sure that you're authentically embracing failures. They're a stepping stone to success. I've never seen a product in the marketplace that succeeded without having gone through failures and through barriers. And the next thing is providing knowledge and tools to your team. Those that don't provide knowledge are insecure. So make sure you're secure with who you are and provide knowledge to your team and the tools they need to succeed. Support and strengthen your team is the next principle, and give credit to others. And last, adapt to the circumstances. Make sure that you provide answers when there's a storm with your team, with your brand, the category, whatever it happens to be. Stand tall, adapt, make sure you're prepared for those circumstances, and you'll inspire greatness with your team and your brand. Would like to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully you've enjoyed the subjects that we talk about each week here on the Visionary Chronicles, and we feel it's very important. We understand that there's professional needs and support you need with your companies and with your brands, but we also appreciate the fact that you've got some personal needs. As leaders of companies and brands, there are many things that you have to deal with, and we want to make sure that we're addressing those as well. If you like what you hear, we would really appreciate subscribing to the Visionary Chronicles. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Podbean. So we would really appreciate if you'd subscribe and look forward to bringing additional episodes to you each week. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next podcast.